Well, did you know that according to a new report, almost 4 out of 5 older workers say that they have either never or not recently planned their career progression into the future? Most school leavers and university graduates do plan their career path. However, concerns are being raised that most mature age workers do not invest the time and energy they need to progress their careers beyond what they're doing right now. The findings come from the National Seniors Productive Ageing Centre report, and the report's called Prevalence of Career Planning Amongst Mature Aged Australians. To tell us more is the National Seniors Chief Executive, Michael O'Neill. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, Susie.
Yes, when older people sit down and plan their career, a lot of them go, oh, it just passed me by. Why don't we plan?
Well, I think we probably do plan, but in other ways. So as people get older, they tend to focus much more on planning for perhaps their retirement years, getting their superannuation, their retirement income in place, being concerned about their health and planning how to deal with that. So I think there's a degree of planning going on there, but it... As you say, it just waves over the top of the career part of planning. And we know that increasingly the labour market and employment generally is changing, where historically people may well have been in one or two jobs across their whole career. Increasingly we're seeing great turnover. And with that comes the need, I think, increasingly for people to think about what they want to do, to plan for it, to prepare for it, probably invest some time and energy in their skills and personal development to make sure they can achieve that kind of role that they're seeking.
A friend of mine was made redundant recently, and he'd worked for a company for 30 years from a fairly young age. And the confronting thing about his situation was he'd never prepared a resume before. He hadn't been for a job interview. How common's that?
I think it's for that age cohort, it remains still not unusual that people have been with a firm for a long time. They have great loyalty to a company or a business that they may have been with, and then to suddenly be dropped into this whole new world where, yes, it is resumes, it is interviews, it is scouring and pursuing jobs and opportunities. It's quite confronting, particularly at a time if they've been with someone for 30 years, likelihood that they're in their 50s and beyond, then already a challenging time of life. And to add to the top, over the top of that, this whole new world of pursuing employment and looking online for jobs and completing resumes and being confronted by being on the other side of the interview table, because more often than not, someone who's been that extended period of time has probably been on the selection side. Rather than
well, that's right. And also there's that demoralising side of applying online because you're just another number. Whereas, you know, many people in the older age group, it's only when you get to meet them and get to talk to them. People are very different when you see them and talk to them face-to-face than they look on paper. And I've listened to this radio station and heard people, you know, ring in and say that they've applied for, you know, hundreds of jobs, 20, 30, 40, never getting replies. And I would think that that would be demoralising.
Oh, look, I think absolutely it is. It's very, very confronting. It's also at a time in life when you've got other issues and concerns running around in your head about, well, how long have I got left to work? What am I going to do to provide for my superannuation, my retirement income? This is when I should be maximising it. I think all that feeds into quite a degree of pressure and uncertainty on people. And that just, of course, exacerbates the challenge then that people face. We know that, for example, in New South Wales, if you lose your job at age 55, you'll be able to work on average for about 92 weeks.
Wow.
Now, that's a very, very confronting prospect.
2 years.
2 years. Yeah. And the likelihood is you may well not get another job.
And you might not get a job that was anywhere near the salary level, for instance, that you were in before, or the seniority level.
So, Michael, what help is available then?
Well, certainly in the in this space, in the career planning space, it's a range of government agencies and private sector groups who can assist. There's plenty of free material available. It's very much about people in their 30s, 40s, 50s taking a few moments out to have a look at where their career is going, to make sure that to the extent that you can, you have a look at what the future looks like, and if need be, start to think about what other options there might be. What kind of investment in your own skills might be appropriate, that professional development, just being aware and starting to plan accordingly. that's really the starting point for it.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. Have a lovely weekend.
You too.
That is Michael O'Neill, and he's the CEO with National Seniors, and some good advice there. But yes, there's always that real hurdle, I suppose, of being over the age of 50.